It's time now for music.
You can't say that I'm going nowhere, 'cause you don't know where I'm coming from.
That's Your Drums, Your Love, a single that climbed the UK charts by the British duo Aluna George. Their debut album, Body Music, comes out tomorrow. Separately, these young 20-somethings are Aluna Francis on vocals and George Reed on beats, and we've got them both in the studio.
Hi.
Hiya.
Oh, we're so glad to have you here. This has been really great fun listening to your music. So how did Aluna Francis and George Reed become Aluna George?
Well, a little over 3 years ago, I sent Aluna's old band a message on MySpace asking if they'd let me do a remix for them. I was just looking for things to do, to be honest, and they very kindly let me do that, and they liked what I did. And sort of beyond that, it was sort of suggested that we should write together to maybe do something for her band's second album. So Aluna came around, and we spent about two, three hours trying to write something for her old band, and it was very awkward and rubbish because we just couldn't do that. So we thought, never mind, let's just write some music for the hell of it. You're here now. Let's just have some fun. So we just started writing from scratch, and it was really good fun, and the music sounded good, and we carried on doing that. And then after a few months, it
realised we had a few songs in the bag.
Wow. There must have been some kind of a trust factor there, Aluna. You something about George's style that you believed in.
It was just this kind of initial meeting that we had where, you know, we were just chucked in and into a room together. We literally didn't know anything about each other. And being able to write something that was good, surprising, good quality, and finished by the end of the day at the same time as having fun with someone was just too much. It was too much to kind of overlook.
You know, your sound reminds some people of a style that was popular probably when the two of you were kids. Trip-hop, I'm sure you've heard of that. Were bands like Massive Attack and Portishead on your radar when you were growing up?
Yeah, definitely.
They had a huge impact. They were pretty much, you know, pop music at the time.
I guess because it was from in the UK and we got exposed to a lot of it when we were younger. And it had such a... This is a horrible thing to say, but like an otherworldly quality to it. It had all these amazing samples that were put in this new light, and it was kind of hearing that alongside stuff like Air and Björk and stuff. It was kind of listening to all that kind of music when I was a teenager. It's like, oh, I want to. How did they do that? How did they do that? I want to learn that.
Ask you, you know, there's been so many really powerful singers coming out of the UK, and of course we've had the tragic passing of Amy Winehouse, certainly a very different style from yours, but is there anything you take away from some of these really big vocalists?
I am often on the lookout for inspiring vocals, and I think the thing that inspires me most about a female vocal is if I can really feel their character coming through. And obviously that was something that really happened when you were listening to what Amy Winehouse. But like artists like, you know, PJ Harvey, The Knife, Coco Rosie, Robin, you know, I love all those kind of quite honest voices where you get a lot of character behind the voice. It's not just about powerful or sultry or, you know, those kind of elements. I like something to be striking and interesting, and that's really what inspires me.
So this album includes a great bonus track that's a remake of Montel Jordan's This Is How We Do It, released in the 90s.
This is how we do it.
Why that song? Is it a favourite?
Well, we both adore the song, and we were looking to, because we're doing some festivals last year, and this year we've done loads of them, and this is all without us having an album out, so we're expecting an awful lot of people to listen to an awful lot of songs that they've never heard before. And it was a case of like having something that people would recognise in our set. And
a kind of feel-good anthem that we could make our own.
Kind of fast and it's slow because...
both said this is kind of an anthem, and it is extraordinary, George, how much you guys are touring in Europe this summer, one outdoor festival after another, and here you've made this transition from the studio to these live shows.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey getting that music out into the live setting. It's it was something we worked, you know, on and off. Whilst we were writing the album, we would do sort of spot shows here and there and test out different ways of doing this live show, and we had to tweak it a lot from the, you know, from when we very first started up until kind of this year, when we feel a lot more comfortable with it. George is on keys.
Yeah, I'm playing some keys, and I've got a sampler. We've got a live drummer with us as well, and he's got another sampler sort of, so he can trigger sounds from the album. I've got a live bassist as well, and it really adds a fantastic dynamic, which is, you just can't get across from a computer. You know, simply having a hard crash cymbal piercing your eardrum just reminds you that, oh yeah, we're making music in a band. It's great.
And just that idea of having to be tight, you know, with your band. Like, there's a moment in the Montel Jordan song where our drummer Trude has to do this kind of fill, and we're always hoping that we get it right on the second. You would know. And all, you know, kicked back in at the exact same moment, and that's just what, you know, gets you going on stage, and you're like, yeah, did it.
Maybe you could tell me what you think you've learned from each other, given to each other.
Loads of things, obviously, by the silence.
How to make a good cup of tea?
No, no, she can't make it right.
That's Aluna Francis and George Reed. Together they are Aluna George, and their debut album is called Body Music. Their music videos are definitely worth your time, and you can watch them at nprmusic.org. Aluna, George, have a great summer, and thank you so much.
You
thank
too.
You.
Bye.
Our program is directed today by Becky Sullivan. The staff includes Phil Harrell, Amy Held, Becky Hersher, Elliot Haddon, Liz Baker, Rachel Rood, and Rima Crace. Our intern is Jan Stewart. Shula Newman edited today's show. Mathoni Maturi is senior editor, and Steve Lichtai, our senior producer. And tonight, we say goodbye to one of our producers, Amy Held, or ADH, a superpower on the show who created countless flawless pieces with great panache. Amy's leaving us for a new production, A Baby. We'll miss her cheer and professionalism and wish her great adventures in motherhood. And for Sunday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered for NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden. We're back next week. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.